Triple Team Traffic, over again to KSL's Traffic Center, Ricky Meese.
These delays are pretty solid as you're traveling eastbound on I-80 from I-215 over to I-15 in the downtown area. You're going to see that the left lane is blocked with this accident. It's on the ramp from eastbound I-80 to southbound I-15. Just stay to the right in order to get around it. It is in the final cleanup stages. Once you're on southbound I-15, you can expect slowdowns from 9th South to 114th South. Southbound I-215's West Belt, heavy and slow. And that's from California Avenue to Taylorsville. Dave Meekum.
Got the standard southbound delays waiting for you in Lehigh. If you're coming off the point, you're going to hit those delays approaching SR-92. The worst of it, Thanksgiving Point, 2100 North, stretch of I-15, and then that'll slowly get better once you get past 2100 North. A little minor slowing northbound on I-15 at Lehigh Main Street. Otherwise, looking good in Utah County, Mark.
Yeah, looking fairly good as you leave downtown Salt Lake City until you reach about, say, 6th North, and you're going to be slow and go up to the North Interchange. That's really nothing unusual. Then the Davis County delays tighten between Farmington Highway 89 and Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89 overflowing up into Froude Heights, and the commute in Honeyville is still slow right now, making your way northbound I-15. That was an earlier wreck we had heading into the rush hour, about 6900 North. Salt Lake Comic-Con returning to the Salt Palace the weekend of September 1st through the 3rd. Save $10 when you buy tickets online now at saltlakecomiccon.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center. Traffic and